It was a painstaking and bruising operation, as one by one the friends were attached to a rope and forcibly pulled through by scores of shrews. Orlando waited until last. The tunnel caved in behind him as he was hauled and tugged along the makeshift rescue shaft. In the early evening sunlight, Matthias and his friends laughed and splashed in the shallows of the river as they bathed away the dust and dirt of their imprisonment. Sunlight, clean air, fresh water, and the sight of green growing things combined to make them realise how lucky they were to be alive. Even Jabez Stump chuckled happily as he splashed water into the air.
Ho, ho! Even my old family could see me now. It's many a long season since this beast risked a bath, I can tell you.
Later that evening, they sat around a shrew campfire, eating oat bread baked on flat rocks and drinking fresh river water with herbs crushed into it. Matthias told Logalog all that had taken place from the night of the feast celebrating the summer of the Golden Plain up to the incident of the cave. The shrew leader shook with rage.
Slavers! The slime of Mossflower! Treacherous, murdering rogues! Our Gausim scouts have heard reports in Mossflower since the end of spring about that masked fox and his dirty crew. I'm with you and your friends, Matthias. We'll track 'em and put an end to their evil trade, taking young ones from their homes and families. I tell you, it makes my blood boil just to think of it.
Basil had been munching his oat bread and gazing around the shrew camp.
Excuse me, old logger thing. I know it's not unusual for you shrew fellas to argue a bit, but by and large you usually stick together. So tell me, what are that small group over there sitting on their own around a separate fire for?
The old campaigner wondered. Logalog sniffed and threw a dead root on the fire.
Oh, that lot. They're trouble, Basil. Particularly that young fella, Scan. He's been challenging my leadership lately. It'll all come to a head tonight when I announce our new plans. When it does, I'd be grateful if you could keep your friends out of it, Matthias. No offence, but this is Gausim business.
Matthias nodded.
As you wish, Logalog. Anyhow, I have no desire to be caught in the middle of a shrew argument. I've seen them before. But please, don't let us be the cause of your trouble. You freed us from the cave, and we are thankful for that. We can carry on our hunt alone, old friend.
The Gausim leader's eyes were bright and fierce.
Matthias, we are going with you, and that is final. Mossflower needs to be kept free of evil if woodland families are to live in peace. It is no less than our duty to help. As for the coming trouble, you leave that to me.
Logalog took out a round black stone from his sling pouch and stood up. A smile hovered about his face momentarily.
Besides, life's not much fun to a shrew without trouble.
The slavers caught up with the main party 2 hours after nightfall. Matamay and his friends found themselves locked and manacled back onto the slave line. They slumped down wearily, tired and sore and hungry.
None for you escapers!
Little Vitch sniggered evilly as he fed the other slaves.
Slagor said so. A taste of real hunger will make you a bit more obedient. Slagor says that when he's got a bit more time, he's going to deal with each of you personally. Especially you, little red wall pit.
Matameo bared his teeth and went into a crouch. Vitch hurriedly backed off and left them alone. They looked around, trying to take stock of the surroundings in the dark of night. One thing was obvious. They were camped in the foothills of an immense cliff range. The huge high plateau reared up behind them, blocking out the nighttime sky. Sam craned his neck backwards as he gazed up.
I wonder how we're supposed to get up there.
Jube lay back, closing his eyes.
We'll find out tomorrow, on an empty stomach too.
They lay down to sleep, but Matameo sat up, staring in the direction of Slagar. Tess watched him. He was different, older, tougher, and something else she could not quite put a paw on.
Matameo, what is it?
She asked.
You've changed since we were recaptured.
The young mouse patted Tess's paw.
It's nothing, Tess. Go to sleep. I'm sorry I got angry at Tim today. In fact, I'm sorry for a lot of things. Perhaps you were right when you said that I should be more like my father. Maybe it's a bit too late now, but I'm certainly going to try. From now on, Redwall must live on through Martin, my father, and me. I was born the son of the Redwall warrior, sword or no sword. And that is what I intend to be, to myself, and most of all to you, and to my friends.
It was then that Tess Churchmouse realised Matameo was no longer the wild and wayward young mischief-maker he had always been. Sitting next to her was a mouse who looked like Martin and Matthias, despite the fact that they were captives in a strange place. She felt suddenly safe and protected in his presence. The young one had become a warrior.